This is Gray Man Media content.
The one-stop destination for all your Gray Man needs. Explore our collection of t-shirts, mugs, hats, and much more. Every purchase you make not only grants you access to awesome products, but also supports our mission to bring you even bigger and better content and support our affiliates directly. GrayManMediaCo.com offers so much beyond merchandise. Discover our captivating shows like Wolf Takes a Bite, The Other Show, Down to Earth, Thoughts from the Mothership, and the charitable initiative Bricked. There's entertainment for every taste and walk in life. Stay connected and engage with our GrayManMediaCo.com, where you'll find links to all of our social media platforms. Join our vibrant community and be the first to know about exciting updates and exclusive content. We value your feedback, so don't hesitate to reach out to us. We sincerely appreciate your continued support. It is because of you that we can bring you the very best of Gray Man. So don't miss out. Embark on an unforgettable journey with us at GrayManMediaCo.com. Visit us today and become a part of the Gray Man experience.
Welcome back to another episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, how we doing?
If somebody ever said I was their last straw, I would believe it.
What the fuck is that?
It dissolves in your mouth.
Remix.
Yeah, he's a real gray head.
That's a strong theory.
Hey, Jess, edit that out.
He's periwinkling.
Well, when you say it like that.
And now you have to leave it in.
Get it together.
This is why they invented Ritalin.
This is Thoughts from the Mothership.
Can I be there at 12:01 with more alcohol?
I was gonna invite you that Friday at Magic, I kind of want to just
do for stuff. Sure. We're going to hit it hard.
But
you're not going to play Magic that night.
No.
We'll still play
Magic. We always end up playing Magic.
But that Saturday,
whether
is that
it's
the Royal Rumble
this
Saturday?
Game?
Is it?
Yeah, the 27th.
No. It's the like February, like
31st. Oh, February. Okay.
My birthday's the 31st of January.
Okay.
But that Saturday, I think me and my roommate are going to play Siege.
I'm there.
And every time we die, we're going to take a sip of like a Smirnoff Ice or something. And then every time we lose a game, we're going to take a shot.
I'm there.
We're just going to get trashed.
I'm there.
Jesus Christ.
I think Dalton's going to IRL spectate. Like,
awesome. Yeah, I'll just show up there. We can just rotate. Get a Smurf account so I don't fuck up your KD.
Dog. We're not by ranked. We'll be good.
Okay, cool. I don't want to fuck up your rank, but get me there. That's awesome. Hell yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about that. Devin, you like wrestling? Like WWE?
I watch it sometimes.
Hell yeah. We've been having people over for the pay-per-views, and it's been a time. So you all are invited. Whenever there's a WWE pay-per-view, just come over to me.
The next one is the 27th.
The 27th, okay. The Royal Rumble.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Big time. It's going to be a good time. Jess, come through. Come through, Jess.
Wait, what about me?
Come watch men and women throw people over the ring.
Yeah, big meaty men slapping meat. Come watch it.
And then big meaty women slapping meat.
It's such a good time.
I'm there for both.
We had only a small group of people over for the last pay-per-view. It was Austin and his fiance and my boy Desmond and his fiance or girlfriend, baby mama, whatever she is.
Whatever she is, Shelby.
And we had, just the six of us, we had such time. It was like, it was Survivor Series war games, so cage matches and shit. Oh, man, we tore up.
Man, what's the one where they lock you in the fucking, like, plexiglass thing?
The Elimination Chamber.
Yeah!
Elimination
Chamber.
That sounds terrible.
Okay, so there's a ring in the middle. There's a huge cage. And inside of that cage, there's four plexiglass pods. Two people start in the ring, and then every, like, 3 minutes, somebody's let out of that pod. And it's elimination. You get pinned, you're eliminated out of the match. It's fucking awesome.
That's
going to be in Australia this year, too. And the international shows are always crazy. Oh, they always go so balls to the wall because they're not in front of that audience as often. Dog. I'm thinking The Rock's going to have a match at Elimination Chamber this year against Roman Reigns. Dog.
Crazy.
Hell yeah. So come through. I bet your boys will like it, too.
They'd probably be interested for about 5 minutes, and then they'd want to go play video games.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. I can set up the Xbox for them. I can let them go fuck off, so it's adults can watch wrestling.
And be like 5 minutes in, then be like, can we go home, go play? I'm like, oh, my God.
I got them, bro. I'm going to put them on to, like, Sly Cooper or something, just completely.
Hook up the PS2. Let them play Baldur's Gate.
Let them play PS2. That's
we really need to turn some of the older consoles and make them play the old games.
Yeah.
They're so used to the new games.
It's hard, it's easy to, like, I myself got used to new games. So hooking up the PS2 recently and playing games that were my childhood, boy. I was cool with a lot back then.
I got Spyro remastered when it came out and played the shit out of it. I love Spyro.
What was your console as a child, Lefty?
The PC.
Oh, you were always been PC.
Yeah.
Okay. But what was your game then? So what was your, when you think of gaming as a child, and I'm asking you next, Jess, but what was your gaming?
Tomb Raider.
Word, you little horn dog. Okay. Same question to you.
I wasn't allowed to play video games.
Hell yeah.
So I didn't really play them until I was like 17. And the first actual console I played was a Wii.
Yeah, that's a good start, though.
It was terrible. It had, like, the steering wheels for Mario Kart that didn't work.
Cap.
It was so bad.
I'm the GOAT. What do you mean?
I'm the GOAT.
I'm Dale Earnhardt on Mario Kart for me, but without the crash. Junior.
Have I talked to you about this? We need to play Mario Kart.
Yes, we do. We absolutely
Wait,
do.
What?
Do you know Mario what Mario Kart? You don't know what Mario Kart is? So you play Mario Kart. Mm-hmm. You start the race with a full beer. You have to finish the race with the empty beer, but you're not allowed to drink and drive.
You have to stop.
Jesus Christ.
So the computers are there, but you're really just playing against the
You're just playing. You're trying to get a higher rank than the people you're actually playing with.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you
But you have to keep parking.
You can't turn off the computers.
Yeah. Wouldn't the strat just be park right away, chug it, and then go?
Yeah, you
or
don't
the
start.
Reverse, race all the way.
And then stop, and then chug, and then go.
Yeah.
I've done it once.
That sounds fun.
We did so six Grand Prix, which is...
Holy shit, six?
36 races.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We all had a 30-pack and a six-pack, because I brought a 30-pack of Busch Lights and then a six-pack of the Busch Apple, which I miss you, baby. Come back. I miss you so much, but boy.
I'm going to need to Smirnoff Ice and cart.
Yeah, I forgot. You're not a beer.
I don't really drink.
You're not a beer.
I don't really drink anything dark. That's Racist. Liquor. Yeah.
What kind of beer you like?
I've just not found one. The only one I've had is a warm Corona. So
well, that's a shame.
A warm Corona.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. You need to start drinking the beers with me.
Fair enough.
Hell yeah. I love it. Have you listened to the show yet, Jess? I know Devin has. Have you listened to
a little bit? I don't listen to a lot of podcasts.
I didn't think so.
No. I listen more music than podcasts.
What's the music right now, then? Hit me with it.
It's been all over the place. I've been listening to Magnolia Park recently.
Okay.
I found them on TikTok.
Hell yeah. I knew you was into some good shit. Hell yeah. Y'all need to check
my
out.
My shit's all over the place. Yeah. There's nothing coherent about my Beautiful. Playlist.
I have podcast. I think I've talked about it on the show before. Random assortment of bangers. This is what my playlists are called. Yeah. And then it's just a mood. So, random assortment of bangers, overthrow the government is one of my podcasts. and it's just really heavy.
Whenever you're feeling that
genre,
mood, that's the playlist you
exactly.
play.
Or it's like one of them's like Baby Making Time, and it's just all of my favorite R&B and folk and love songs, right? And it's so that's how I make my music. But there's no genre restriction. There's no. Like, my gym playlist is called Performance Enhancing Drugs, but there's no, it's mostly WWE theme songs and like hardcore underground Memphis rap music. Things that, so I'll go from like a Three Days Grace song to like old 3-6 Mafia, and I'm like, yeah, this is what I'm about. Like, I love it. What's your music right now, Lefty?
I'm actually all over the place. Yeah. So I just found a band on YouTube called Platinum Moon. That's okay. Just like a lot of that punk rock.
That checks. I like
Makes
that.
Sense.
Yeah.
You seem but like a Cage the Elephant guy.
I listen to Cage the Elephant.
I believe that. I believe it more. On the outside, yes. Now that I know you, you're definitely deeper than that into it.
No, actually, I'm purely deep into rap, but that's the one that I've been listening to recently.
I pulled up next to today.
You look like
his bass thumping from my vehicle. I was listening to like classic rock station because I'm driving a different car right now, so I don't have my little Bluetooth thing. And I listened to you, and he's like, "Doom." I'm like, "Okay."
I pulled up.
What was I listening to on the way? Armani White.
Word. See, that's goated too.
I pulled up to Ian's crib yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, the day before yesterday. Mm-hmm. We were going to
play
game Warhammer.
Yeah.
I pulled up to his neighborhood, and he's at his dad's house, and I pulled into this neighborhood and turned down my radio. I felt so out of place, I turned down my radio. They will call the cops on me if I'm sitting here bumping fucking Kodak around.
That's crazy. Kodak popping down the road. I'd like to see you winning. I feel you, though. I've definitely been there before. I got a fiance who's from kind of a It's weird, the city she lives in. There's kind of like small town, regular America, and then there's like the rich, rich white folks live on the other side of town. There's kind of a divider. There's a road, and you cross that road, and you're like, okay, we're there now. We're in this part of town now. There's literally one road that's like, and the town's really not that big, but like,
it's big enough to where,
enough that there's a difference. And like I said, there's just regular people, which is where she's from, the regular people side of life. It's not even like, it's just regular folk, middle class, regular people.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, you own horse farms. Okay, cool. Yeah. And when we drive through there, when we drive through there, I don't play my radio at all.
You drive into those neighborhoods, you're like, two hands on the wheel. Today.
You know what I mean? I'm real.
I ain't giving nobody a reason.
No, I already gave them a reason, so I gotta. It's awesome though, man. It's some of them houses are so crazy. Like Gracie's into the what's it called? What's the channel? HGTV?
Yeah.
But they be showing some of the stuff on there.
Where they got them gay-ass property brothers.
Are they gay?
I think they're related.
Wait, what?
I thought they're brothers.
This is crazy. Okay, hold on. I saw a post that was like, bet. It was like on Reddit, and it was like, how much do you want to bet they've explored each other's manhood? And it was like 150 comments deep, and I was like, oh, this is crazy.
I think that's what I'm referencing right that's now, funny. Actually. That's subconsciously, funny. I think that's what I'm referencing.
No, she loves that stuff, but some of the houses they have on there, the way some of these people live, it's just, there's two worlds that we live in. Like, we live in regular people world, and then wealthy people live in a different world with different access to different things that I don't even know what to talk about. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, that's fair.
Don't even have a frame of reference.
No, I really don't. Yeah, like, no. Being out there and working for them, that's the frame of reference I have, is that they're my bosses.
there's a guy that lives not too far from my parents' house. Mm-hmm. He has an exotic petting zoo.
What?
I swear, I kid you the fuck not. He has peacocks, he has like camels, he has like llamas, emus.
Can you own those in Kentucky?
Yes, he has permits and everything.
I think you can't have predatory animals.
Yeah.
Predatory exotic
unless animals. You have a license.
Unless you have a handling license. You couldn't own a tiger, but you could own like a capuchin monkey.
Even though that bitch is probably more dangerous.
Henry what? We're not talking about any specific person, I don't believe.
Wait, so is this thing open to the general public?
Henry's Park. It's not in Louisville. It's not in Louisville.
No, it's way out in the boonies. It had a bunch of places like
that. I believe it. No, people get rich and start doing stuff. Yeah. I mean,
what do I do with all this money? Let's just buy random ass animals. What
Michael Jackson's place was called? The Neverland Ranch, which was just like a zoo and an amusement park and something like it. It was never something.
It's like a kid's dream come true type thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, never mind. Yeah. I'm not going to make that. Rest in peace, Michael.
The crazier people are, the older they are, the more rich they are, the weirder their houses get. Oh, but it's always like kid-friendly stuff.
I want to do is a show.
A little concerned.
He was on that plane manifest.
Crazy. I want to do a show that's like, it's not necessarily Cribs. It's like MTV Homes, and it's just regular people shit. But they gotta brag. They gotta talk it up like they're on Cribs. Like, yeah, this is an electric oven invented by Thomas Edison. Like alternating current. Like you just need to hype up regular stuff. Like it's really nice stuff. But just really to point out how the people on Cribs have shit that you never. Who was it? It was Redman or Method Man, one of the Wu-Tang or Wu-Tang adjacent rappers. Did a tour of a 2-bedroom apartment on the show Cribs, and it was fucking trashed. It looked like a bachelor pad. And he's like, yeah, this the bed. It ain't got no frame because I be making too many babies on it. And it's like just a mattress on the floor. Like, it's the funniest shit. I love it.
Oh, God.
I love it. I love that shit. So I want to make that a show.
just that show. Yeah. Regular people, but pretend to be rich.
Whenever Eric's done with his career, what he's doing, I'm going to bring back everyday people, but everyday people's homes.
Are you both going to host it, or are you just going to make him host?
I'm coming in. I tried to let him get me to host that with him so that he could have a direction for that show. He just wasn't for it. He just didn't want a direction.
He might this time. You get to tell him, hey, we're going to go into random people's houses, and we get to hype them up. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
He's going to love it. With
a pack of crowns, you're good to go.
Yeah, that's all you need, really. Set him like a Monsters, Inc. when he's setting the Cheerios. It's just like little Crayolas.
We were, I was at a wedding reception yesterday.
Yeah.
And the host, her daughter is like young child, and she was talking. She was like, "Yeah, she's been eating crowns and stuff." And I go, "Yeah, yeah, she's just gonna join the Marines." And this woman died. She thought it was the funniest thing.
At least she got the joke instead of was like, "What do you mean?"
That would be way funnier if it landed flat.
Then you would have had to explain that. And figure
yeah.
That
oh man, that's so funny. I've had a couple moments recently with some of my coworkers at my job that I've made, like, we call it friend group A humor, and I've let it slip at my job, and I realize, oh, they don't understand what I'm talking about.
Dog, I don't talk to you at my job. I'm terrified. I'm gonna pull up and say something, and they're like, hey, will you go to the 9th floor and talk to HR? Real
yeah, quick? Yeah. No, I've been very careful about what I do talk about, but I listen to a show. The name of the show is Fuckface. It's the name of the show I listen to. And
Devin
we
loves
about,
that show.
Yeah, we were talking about podcasts. I was like, yeah, I listen to a show called Fuckface. And I realized I just
as
I
soon
like
as you said it.
I said it like four or five times before I was like, oh, I've been cussing at you this whole time. You're my boss's boss. And but he was just going along. He was pretty cool about it. And then I was like, you know, I just realized I've been cursing this whole conversation. And he was like, yeah, just don't let it happen again.
That's so weird.
Like, I swear, just pull up Spotify. You can Google. You can put it in there right now. It's
a
thing.
No, I'm not lying. It's a thing. It was one of my top podcasts of the year last year. I love that show.
Like I talk at work, not as out of pocket as I do around you all, but, like, I don't, like, have too much of a filter.
Yeah. What you don't get as crazy as the rest of us do, though. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, that's probably true.
There's a level that we... Schuler, myself, Thomas, and Austin, and who else? I'd say like
fucking Parker.
Parker. Oh my god, Parker! That man, he's on a watch list.
He's crazy.
Yeah, we joke about wanting to overthrow the government. That man wants to.
If y'all ever do, that's the lead man right there.
Yeah,
go for him first.
No, he's got the plans already. He knows what to do.
Did you see his post in the Discord about the Shy Blue lullaby?
Yes. Yes, I did. It was so funny. Oh, man. Oh. I actually lived pretty close to where he lives at now growing up.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong at all. That was a very common occurrence, them gunshots and the tires screeching. And you're like, yeah, I'm home. Yeah. It's, I don't know, man. It's a weird
moment. I have an aunt that moved to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I kid you not, for 6 months. She got
out of there.
Two houses down, a meth lab had blown up.
Holy shit.
Within a month of her being there, there were 3 drive-bys on her street. She's like, yeah, I'm done. I'm good. I'm good.
That's racist. People talk about they lived up north, and they lived in a house that was in the hood, and... They talk about it like they was in like World War III. They get to talk, like they get the 1,000-yard stairs and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, man, that's crazy. That was my life for 20 years, and it is crazy. It's crazy that I'm used to it.
Yeah,
like it's crazy that that's a part of my life that I'm like, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's not. No, it's not. I should be reacting like them, but I'm not.
It gets
you grow up and keep your head down and your mouth shut, right?
Yeah, no, I knew where to go, where not to go, what to wear, what not to wear, because I learned those things. And we had some OGs that was cool enough to tell us what was cool, what was not, and not to insinuate that I lived in like a bad hood or anything like that. Honestly, it was older people, and so it was older people, they kids that were older than me that were into the mess, and then my generation of kids that was just riding our bikes, playing games, doing whatever. We didn't really involve ourselves in that mess that they was doing. But they was into some stuff though, you know. We wasn't living in the hills either. It's crazy, man.
Fuck, man.
It's crazy everywhere though.
Oh, it's
that is true. Just certain ends of town hide it better than others.
That part.
Yeah,
that part.
That's exactly what
some
it is.
Some people can pay to have the police show up quick.
This portion of Thought from the Mothership is brought to you by Transistor.fm. Transistor.fm is the ultimate podcast hosting platform that empowers creators to share their passion, inspire their audience, and build their podcast empire. With Transistor.fm, you get unlimited podcast hosting, so you can upload as many episodes as your heart desires. It's time to let your creativity flow without any limits. Transistor.fm is not just a platform, it's a community. Join the workshops, connect with like-minded creators, and learn from industry experts who will help take your podcast to the next level. Use the link in the description to get started today.
That's what it is.
The taxes are better on certain parts of town.
The police department was like, the police station is about 4 blocks from where I live. We only had to call the cops on our street maybe 2-3 times, but it was like 20-minute response times.
Jesus Christ.
I think I've mentioned this on the show before, but my hometown fire department, the closest fire department within 30 minutes probably, mm-hmm. is ran by 4 men that are 70 years old or older.
Oh my God.
Kid you not. Our tractor on the farm caught on fire one day.
Yeah.
And we had it put out with water hoses before they got there.
I believe that.
It took them like 20 minutes to get there. It was crazy.
And how far of a drive? Like, if you guys would have left there and gone straight to the fire department,
5 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
They had to get dressed, leave their house, go to the fire station, get in the truck, and then come out.
Oh, my God.
Well, the city's not going to pay to fund the fire department for that, like, that few people.
We did just get a Dollar General, though.
Woo! Hey. Wait, y'all didn't already have that? You didn't already have one of those?
The closest store to where I grew up was 15 minutes away, and it was a truck stop in Wadi, Kentucky.
Wadi, yep. We actually got a dollar. You know where my apartment is. Yeah. Y'all have been to my apartment before. You go down the hill, and you turn right past the high school. There's a Dollar General there now.
Nice.
Like, right there. I swear, it just popped up.
They're like weeds, dude. Street. I swear. Every fucking corner now.
I drive past that street every day. I never noticed a building. I never noticed. And then one day, 2 weeks ago, they cleared out that lot. Within a week, they had a frame up, and now there's an out. The exterior's done, the sign's done, and they're working on the inside. It's been 2 weeks. I have tracked it every day I drive past. It is impressive.
If the government would hire the construction crews that Dollar General Corporate does,
yes,
bro,
life would be straight.
Life would be
wouldn't
cool.
be a pothole in sight.
No, never.
Dog. Those buildings last forever too.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen Dollar General go out.
Dollar store.
Not as long as Waffle House.
That part.
That is true.
Dog, I went to Waffle House the other night. I haven't been in years.
Really?
I went to Waffle House the other night. I was tired. I was exhausted. I needed something to eat. I said, let me go up in here. Went to the Waffle House right by where we work.
Yeah.
And I go up in there. I'm like, let me get the All-Star, you know, hook it up.
As bacon. You do.
What I get. I got what I got, what I've always gotten. They had it ready for me. It was hot. She was nice. She had the neck tattoos and the white girl teeth. You know what I'm talking about.
I get you.
It was definitely a felon cooking. Like, he was fresh.
That's
why
the best food you have in your life, though.
I heard him talking about his visit with his PO the next day. I'm like, oh, this is it. Yeah. I know it's going to be good. The man puts the cheese eggs right, sets it up for me. I start eating. And it was just like, oh, I need to come here more often. And she was like, yeah, baby, come on. And it was just such a good environment that I forgot how unironically nice it is to feel embraced in a place.
Yeah.
Like, when I go eat, I feel like I inconvenience the people I'm at. Like, when I go to a restaurant often, I'm just like, they're like, oh, God, I'm here. They're at their fucking job. They hate their life. They hate the fact that I'm here to eat. Them Waffle House people, they would it.
They don't care. We work in food service.
That part.
Yeah. We wouldn't feel like that if we had never done what we do.
if we weren't on the other side of that counter right
those
there.
Those people that come in to Blink and Blank, they walk in and they're like, oh, I'm going to make your day because I'm giving you money.
Uh-huh.
You're not giving me shit, bro. Get the fuck out of here. What are we talking about?
What do we call him? We call him Dave Bautista. Dave Bautista's the one that's making that money. That's my favorite joke that nobody ever understood. Dave B, and I've been Dave Bautista. I just call him Bautista now when I refer to the owner of the company. I'm like, yeah, it's Bautista. And to the point where the people who I made that joke around no longer work there. So now I'm just like, yeah, Bautista finna be in here. And they're like, what are you talking about, Bautista?
I told Austin I'd go to Card Town and cover a shift if motherfucker would kiss my balls.
I did see that. I did see that in the chat. That group chat, like, I have a lot of group chats I hope never get out. I pray to God.
I saw Eyes on Meme the other day. It was like, when... at the gates of heaven and God calls you by your gamer tag, you're not getting into heaven.
done. If he hits me with the 502 Lakilla, oh, it's over with. It's over with. Specifically that one. That was my youth gamer tag. I left that gamer tag behind because it got banned from too many things.
I wonder why.
Man, listen, I'm not a bad person, I don't think. But there's something, I'm a competitive person, and there's something about in that heat of competition, especially stuff I care about, and I just say things that I would never say to someone in my right mind. Even now I do it. That's why I don't play a lot of online games now.
I'm about to fucking dox myself. We were playing Siege the other day.
Yeah.
And we went in, and I got like a 3 or 4K and like nice, like good kills. Yeah, it was a good positioning. And I get done, I go, put me on a list the way I'm fucking these kids! With my windows open in the suburbs of Louisville.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dog. I've said crazier shit than that, so I feel you.
He's not going to say his worst ones. He's just going to
that was like.
I got banned from Ubisoft servers. Not Siege servers, from Ubisoft servers for the. Some, I probably could have gone to prison for what I said.
How old were you?
This was when I was 20.
Yeah, right where I'm at. Yeah.
It was a pandemic. It was not that long ago.
You were locked inside. You had to get some pent-up rage.
It was during a point of time where I think I came to this show like 2 days later. Yeah, it was actively going on while I knew you all and was engaged in this show. No.
How long were you banned?
That account still is.
It's permanently banned. I wish you could repeat whatever you said.
I can't.
I know, I can't. But
it's
I
terroristic
just
threatening. I had the means to find this man's address. I did. I regret what I did and what I said and the thing I sent to him. And I would not do that today. That's all I'm going to say.
You're a better man for it.
I'm a much better person. I realize, and it's actually because of a podcast I listened to, somebody who did something very similar to me went to federal prison for it.
Yeah.
Holy
and I was
shit.
Like, oh, I could have gone to jail. Mm-hmm. Oh.
One of my roommates.
Yeah, we don't use that account anymore.
It started because we were about to win a round in Siege, and the guy, he was defusing the bombs, and this guy walked in and shot him and then left and just let us lose the game. He took a screenshot of his gamer tag. Now, somewhere in the world, there's a list of gamer tags.
Yes.
Please don't be on that list.
I think I know that exact list. I think I may have used that exact list before. Listen, man, it does something to my brain. I regret a lot of the things that I've said. I genuinely, I feel bad for some of the things that I've said to people online. I didn't have the context and the ability to have that kind of humanity in myself as a child.
Yes, when I was younger, I did.
Oh, my God. And then I realized as I've grown into an adult, I had to grow up very quickly, and then I did not grow up at all for a time. Yep. I went from a child to was hardened by experience, but not mature and did not mature very much, and then I had to very suddenly mature all at once.
Yeah.
So in that period of grown and had dealt with trauma and experience but was not mature, oh brother,
I get you.
Yeah, it was bad.
I'm telling you, man, from sixth grade to my sophomore year of high school, I was a bad person.
Me too.
Just straight up, I was not a good person.
Yeah, but it's cool because we made it through. And yeah, now exactly. We get to be friends with each other. And we have a podcast that we put out that's really fun.
It is really fun.
Nah, it's cool. Were you a bad person? Were either of y'all bad people? Or I don't want to speak
I'm
for
an
you.
Absolute just terrible is. Person.
Yep. I'm a bad person now. Yes, I agree with that. When I was younger, before I met Devin, not really, because before me and Devin, no, before me and Devin really got together, I was very quiet and didn't do anything. So I would stay in my room, listen to Christian music, and then that was basically
I didn't want to call your name out, but that's that your name in you.
Yeah, basically. Uh-huh. And then I met Devin, he got me out of my shell, and now Schuler said, I'm a bad person now, and that's okay, because
yeah.
I admit it, and it's fine.
Yeah. That's good.
No, I'll never claim to be a good person.
People be walking into Blank and Blank, and I see the look on Jess's face, and I know these people are not going to have a good experience.
See, here's the thing, though. They always have a really fucking good experience, because as Devin said, I have the best customer service voice.
How about when you're in the kitchen?
Oh, and I'm in the kitchen. Yes, but here's the thing. I make really good food out of hatred.
You make good food.
Hatred and spite makes the best food, I swear.
I'm gonna make you come back to this restaurant. That's the Cracker Barrel effect. Like, you goddamn dirty ape. Here's your pancakes with the Christmas cookies.
But they're the best thing you'll ever have every time.
But no, you were saying?
I don't think I've really changed much.
No?
I think it got really beaten out of me.
TJ, why'd you do that?
What, I listen.
I mean, have you TJ seen, beats him off.
Have you seen the guy?
Oh, okay, we went that. Okay, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. No, that's a different show. That's behind the paywall. Regularly as a child.
Oh, I feel
whenever
that,
I
yeah.
did, whenever I did anything wrong, so now I'm just scared constantly that a broomstick will come out of the air.
See, that should just make me worse, bro. Like,
yeah,
hit me. It's not gonna make me any better.
No, I. I responded one of two ways to that, and neither of them were good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's cool, though. We made it through. We adults now.
Yeah.
Somehow. Good God. What does that mean? Adults now?
I don't want to be an adult.
I don't either.
I don't either.
It's just, it sucks.
My brain feels like it's still 16 most of the time.
My body doesn't, but my brain wants
to. Oh, no, my body's like fucking 50. Get it? Making the like y'all walked in on me putting that shit together. Standing up hurt so fucking
damn.
Bad.
Well, when you're married to an 85-year-old, that ages you.
Yeah, that nonagenarian that she got in the other room. He's really, you know.
I mean, a hospice.
Devin says he's young. He's only 20 years old. He's only 20.
Yeah, right. He was born in the 20s, maybe. But.
The 1820s.
Jesus Christ.
What was the 13th Amendment like, Devin? Do you remember that? Oh, man. I love you all. This is fun.
It's been a while since I've been on.
I was thinking about it recently. It is random. This is so random. Do you remember the first time we did this show together?
Who else was on with us?
It was me, you, Nate, and Devin. It was just, I was the only guy technically guest.
Yes, because I think that was the first time I ever met you, too.
That was the first time we met, yes. Yeah. Do you remember one of the conversations we had?
I don't remember a lot of that episode, because I think I was drinking back then, too.
Yeah, you all were.
Yeah.
This is so random. We talked about what would happen, because you all, I like, met your kids for the first time, and we were talking about kids. And I listened to that episode recently, and I called twins. I called twins in that episode. I was like, yeah, knowing my luck, I'll probably have twins. And then I was like, yeah, boy, girl, one of them's going to be blonde hair, blue eyes. Like, I said those things. Those things came out of my mouth. It's crazy. Love you, Marcus. Love you, Maya.
Man, I be smoking sometimes.
No.
I just, well, it's specific things that happen. I be smoking.
You?
And when I get too high, I start to have, like dreams of, like, things mm-hmm. that are going to happen.
Yeah, me too.
And I have deja vu.
I have
like,
those dreams,
like,
period.
Like, those things actually happen.
I don't.
You're
weird.
Not wrong.
Yeah, it's weird. I've had moments in my life that I'm like, oh, I know what to do because I've
seen experienced something similar before. Precognition is a weird thing. I don't necessarily know if I believe in metacognition and precognition, but I've had experiences that if I did believe in it, that's what I'd call it.
Yeah.
Dreaming it before it happens.
Yeah. Or just even, like, thinking about. Like, I have had thoughts where, like, I'm going to go into this meeting today, and this question is going to be asked. This exact weirdly specific question, I'm going to have to prepare an answer and have a document ready. And
I then call that my anxiety, does. Where I just go through every possible scenario.
That's what I believe it actually is.
See, mine's just dumb shit. Like, it's just, maybe I should go over here and then be out of this situation, and then there I am.
I have a lot of hospital dreams, and I've talked to you all about this before. Every night, probably, I have a dream that I'm back in the hospital, and I'm either about to go into surgery or I just got out of surgery. It's one of two dreams, and it's the same dream every night. I had a dream the other night that was a different hospital dream for the first time in months, and it was when I was about to leave, and somebody was coming up to visit, yada, yada, blah, blah, and the person who was coming up to visit said to me, "You can't mess this thing up on this day." And then the next day at work, that thing happened. And
wait,
it was
what?
Like, yeah. Oh, so I got tasked with a new project at work that I had no idea about. I had no clue what was coming. I had no clue anything. The next, I had a dream that was like, don't mess this up when it happens. And the person that was telling me that in my dream has passed on. It's gone on, been gone. And then the next day I'm at work, I get a call from the director that I'm under, and that's the task that she gave me. And this was about a month ago, and it's been freaking me out since.
That is crazy.
That's crazy premonition right there.
I just don't. Like I said, I don't believe in that stuff. But something happened. I caught something subconsciously while I was at work that stuck, and it just showed up in a dream.
Yeah.
Or some other shit's going on. It's weird, man.
Dreams are weird. I wish we knew more about them.
I agree.
Because there's so many theories and really good possibilities on what and why we do them. Because a lot of them lead to weird shit like that happening where it blows your mind. But other times it's just bullshit. It makes no sense. Yeah. So it's fucking weird.
I agree. What's the weirdest dream you've ever had?
Being chased through the woods by like a 20-foot spider. Running for shelter into a spider-infested house and it worked.
Would you call that a nightmare or a dream?
That one was just a dream. I've had nightmares before. I woke Devin up last time I had a nightmare. Either that one was weird or the night I had a nightmare once because it woke Devin up and he didn't wake me up, but I woke up a few minutes later. The next day, I had a similar dream. They're both about demons, but this time I punched a demon and told him to fuck off.
Was his name Devin?
No, I had no face. It had no face, but it was scaring children, and I punched it in the face, told him to stop scaring children, and walked away.
Gracie's punched me before in her sleep. She's a very active sleeper. She literally was like, I was in a boxing match. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Just so
why
casually.
Why are you dreaming about that? And then she punched me in the face. I'm like, I don't believe you were sleeping. I don't believe one part for one bit that you were sleeping.
She was just enough awake where she's like,
what's the weirdest dream you've ever had?
I don't remember my dreams.
At all?
You remember that one where something happened later.
Yeah, but I don't remember those until the moment happens. Mm. And then I think back, oh, I've seen this before. Mm. But like, I don't know, I'm not a visual person. I think in full sentences and I don't have pictures in my head. Yeah. I just don't really dream a lot. As a person.
Have you ever done any of those like binaural beats but when you go to sleep? What? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Do you have a decent set of headphones at your house? Try next time you have a night.
Floss my brain when I hear those.
Put on your headphones and go to YouTube and look up binaural beats.
Okay.
And it's very kind of soft tonal music, but it stimulates your brains and you have I've always had extremely vivid and memorable dreams when I do those. Not lucid necessarily, but vivid and memorable.
See, I be dreaming weird as fuck when I'm on NyQuil, but I still don't remember. give me a shot of NyQuil, bro.
I'm telling you, shot of NyQuil. take a dab, shot of NyQuil, binaural beats. You're going to be in the moon, dog.
Fucking crazy.
Same question to you, Lefty. What's the weirdest dream you've ever had?
I actually don't remember my dreams, like, ever.
You guys are fucking boring.
No, like, I have a lot of nightmares.
Yeah.
And so I wake up, but then I forget.
You don't know what happened. Yeah, like,
my brain just blocks it all out. Mm-hmm. So that's why I smoke a lot. way I can just stay asleep.
I feel you.
Man, when I had my tooth fuck up and I was still in college.
Yeah.
Man, I was taking a fucking shot of Fireball, a dab, and then 3 ibuprofen and going to sleep every night. That's all
my
sleep.
God. What a winning. Oh, my God. That's so bad.
Doctor's orders.
So bad.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I've had the same dreams since I left the hospital. And it was October I got out. November. End of October, beginning of November I got out the hospital. Mm-hmm. Since then, I've had the same dream. So I'll have that dream every night and wake up about 3 o'clock in the morning, go back to sleep, and then I'll have either a Shadowmoor dream, and a work dream, or a kid dream. And then that'll be what wakes me up for the day.
Yeah.
I have the same process every night.
That's interesting.
It's not fun.
Is that how you get ideas for Shadowmoor?
Yes, often.
Yeah.
A lot of ideas I've had for Shadowmoor come from my dreams. I have a journal by my bed. I just write stuff down.
Tell me that Dave did that.
Dave Thompson came to me in a dream.
I don't think I've ever had the same dream twice. At least not to my knowledge.
It's not fun.
Are you aware when you were dreaming that you've had this before? So not so you wake up and you're like, oh, there it was again.
So I've had once that I was in the moment and I said, hey, I've done this before. And then I was like, is this a dream or is this real that I've done this before? And that thought of, am I in a dream or am I alive and doing this again? I fell out of my bed. I had a physical reaction so bad that I rolled out of my bed and I didn't know what to do.
Oh,
I didn't know where I was. I was like, am I in the hospital? I asked Grace, like, am I in the hospital again? I didn't. That thought took over my brain, and it was the only thing I could think of.
No,
and
shit.
So I. Even if I don't ever want to have that moment again.
Yeah, that's no,
you're like,
terrifying.
Even if you feel that, you're like, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it.
I couldn't breathe. My chest hurt. I don't know if I don't want to just like prescribe myself with anxiety or having an anxiety attack or anything.
And that moment,
I
probably
think that may be what have happened.
Yeah,
I do take anxiety medication, but I don't know. I don't know. It feels like I'm bitching whenever I blame something on like anxiety and shit like that. Like, yeah, I'm like prescribed it, but even like. The gastroenteritis and the shit that I know I have, I don't want to be like, yeah, it's because I'm sick. I'm like, shut the fuck up. You grow up. Like, what are you talking about?
Now,
diagnosed
see,
with sickness.
I'll be doing that shit with my bipolar disorder, and that's just not...
Not good.
Not good.
You shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. You know why you shouldn't do it, so
yeah,
don't do it.
Yeah. I still do it. I was like, yeah, I'm just being a bitch.
ain't that something? Why did we mess ourselves up? Why have we been raised in a way... That's acceptable for us to say.
Didn't you just hear him? He's a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Good call, Lefty. Good call.
So that's how we're going to end this week. Sure, being a bitch.
Hey, guys. Superfan Christina with a look at next week's episode of Thoughts from the Mothership.
Oh, Thomas.
And if you want to know, this is exclusive content. The favorite candy of your favorite characters, Agrippa, Raz, and Darmos. Listen to episode whatever the fuck. Thoughts on the Mothership.
And we also talk about the bubonic plague, candy generally, and the tunnel dreams.
Welcome to the Shadowmoor Chronicles, a tabletop role-playing podcast where adventure awaits around every corner. Join our heroes as they explore the vast and dangerous world of Shadowmoor, encountering monsters, treasures, and secrets along the way. Will they be able to survive the trials that lie ahead, or will they fall to the darkness that lurks in the shadows? Find out in the Shadowmoor Chronicles.